takes a heap of living in a house to make it home a heap of sun and shadow.
From the land of the sky, blue water,
The makers of Land O'Lakes Sweet Cream Butter present Edgar A. Guest with Eddie Howard. A bit of music, a bit of verse, a bit of common sense to make your next 15 minutes a bit brighter.
From the land of the sky, blue water.
This is about that universal argument that goes on between the menfolk and the mother of the household as to whether there should be a dog in the family. I think the first thing he asked for after he got by the woolly bear and the tin soldier stage was a dog. And we argued about considerable length, and finally one day he listed all mother's objections for us. Ma says, no, it's too much care. It will scatter germs and hair. It's a nuisance through and through, and barks when you don't want it to. It carries dirt from off the street and tracks the carpet with its feet. But it's a sign he's growing up when he's longing for a pup. Most every night he comes to me and climbs a straddle of my knee and starts to fondle me and pet, then asks me if I've found one yet. And Ma says, nah, don't tell him yes. You know they make an awful mess, and starts their faults to catalog. But every boy should have a dog. And some night when he comes to me, deep in my pocket there will be that pup he's hungry to possess, or else I sadly miss my guess. For I remember all the joy a dog meant to a little boy who loved it in the long ago. The joy that's now his right to know.
Old yellow dog of mine, old yellow dog of mine. He paid for his daily rations with love and sweet consolation. Without a spoken line, without a whimper or whine, he was an endless devotion, old yellow dog of mine.
I think that's great, Eddie Howard. That puts you in line with me endorsing the slogan, a dog for every boy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, every time I start home from one of these programs, I think of a dozen things which I had intended to say while the opportunity was mine. It's been the regret of my life that my best talks have always been those I've had to make to myself alone afterwards. you needn't laugh at that, Vinnie Pelletier. It's true. Even the things I think I'm going to say on the way to the dinner aren't up to the brilliant thoughts which occur to me after the party's all over. I know, it'll be so today. On the way home, I'll think of a dozen simpler and more effective ways of telling that Land O'Lakes Sweet Cream Butter is rated among the very best products of its kind. Now, that's just the plain statement of fact. Come to think of it, though, 1,000 adjectives stuck in would make the statement no truer and no stronger.
That's certainly true, Ed.
I suppose, looking back over my life, that I have been more or less of a nuisance of a husband. I'm an unpredictable, Nobody. Bud, after he reached the age of observation, has always had many a chuckle out of his dear old doting dad. He knows there aren't many occasions when he amounts to much, but he soon discovered one when I really was an important individual, and he couldn't understand why either. Pa's not so very big or brave. He can't lift weights like Uncle Jim. His hands are soft like little girls. Most anyone could wallop him. Ma weighs a whole lot more than Pa. When they go swimming, she could stay out in the river all day long, but Pa gets frozen right away. But when the thunder starts to roll and lightning spits, Ma says, "Oh, dear, I'm sure we'll all of us be killed. I only wish your Pa were here." Pa's cheeks are thin and kind of pale. He couldn't rough it worth a cent. He couldn't stand the hike we had the day the Boy Scouts camping went. He has to hire a man to dig the garden because his back gets lame, and he'd be crippled for a week if he should play a baseball game. But when a thunderstorm comes up, Ma sits and shivers in the gloam, and every time the thunder rolls, she says, "I wish her Pa was home." I don't know just what Pa could do if he were home. He seems so frail. But every time the skies grow black, I notice Ma gets rather pale. And when she's called us children in and locked the windows and the doors, she jumps at every lightning flash and trembles when the thunder roars. And when the baby starts to cry, she wrings her hands and says, "Oh, dear, it's terrible. It's terrible. I only wish your Pa was here."
Mama's got shoes, Mama's got clothes, Mama's got these and Mama's got those. But poor Papa, poor Papa, he's got nothing at all. Mama goes here, Mama goes there, Mama goes out to every affair. But poor Papa, poor Papa, he waits out in the hall. Christmas comes and Mama gets the most expensive frocks. Papa gets a necktie and pair of 10-cent socks. So everyone cheers when Mama appears. She's got diamonds stuck in her ears. But poor Papa, poor Papa, he's got nothing at all.
What is so rare as a day in June? Well, I don't know, but I have a heap of admiration for some nice, fresh, green asparagus just dripping with melted butter. And long about this time of year, I don't need a lot of coaxing to sit down before a fresh strawberry shortcake either. Heaped up with ripe, crushed strawberries and plenty of whipped cream. Oh, boy, doesn't that sound good? But say, did you ever stop to think that strawberry shortcake will always have an extra flavor goodness if you use Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter in baking the shortcake? Why, it's the flavor of the sweet cream butter in the biscuits themselves that mingles through the sweetness of the berries to give it that extra flavor goodness. There's just no way of getting away from it. Land O'Lakes is really quality butter. It's so fresh tasting because only fresh, sweet cream is ever used in its churning. Oh, once you try it, you'll never want to use any other. So next time, ask your grocer for Land O'Lakes sweet cream butter. Look for the Indian girl on the package.
There's a little white house on a little green hill where the red roses grow. There's a little white light in the window tonight, and it shines for me, I know. Though the skies may be cloudy, say, what do I care? Mother's eyes will say howdy, she'll welcome back her rowdy to that little white house on the little green hill where the red roses grow.
Some philosophers said, to know all would be to forgive all. And I believe that to be true. And I plead now for a little deeper and truer understanding between father and son. Mothers never can fully understand the boys, but the fathers ought to. And years ago, for him and for all the mischief makers of the land, this bit was done. When I was young and frivolous and never stopped to think, when I was always doing wrong or just upon the brink, when I was just a lad of 7 or 8 or 9 or 10, it seemed to me, most every day I got in trouble then. And strangers used to shake their heads and say I was no good, but father always stuck to me. It seemed he understood. I used to have to go to him most every night and say the dreadful things that I had done to worry folks that day. I know I didn't mean to be a turmoil around the place and with the women folks about, forever in disgrace. To do the things they said I should, I tried the best I could. But though they scolded me a lot, my father understood. He never seemed to think it queer that I should risk my bones or fight with other boys at times or pelt a cat with stones. And when I'd break a window pane, it used to make him sad. But though the neighbors said I was, he never called me bad. He never whipped me, as they used to say to him he should. That boys can't always do what's right. It seemed he understood. Now, there's that little chap of mine, just full of life and fun, comes up to me with solemn face to tell the bad he's done. It's natural for any boy to be a roguish elf. He hasn't time to stop and think and figure for himself. And though the women folks insist that I should take a hand, they've never been a boy themselves. And they don't understand. Someday, I gotta go up there and make a sad report and tell the father of us all where I have fallen short. And there will be a lot of wrong I never meant to do, a lot of smudges on my sheet which he will have to view. A little chance for heavenly bliss up there will I command, unless the father smiles and says, my boy, I understand.
From the land of the sky,
you have been listening to the poems of Edgar A. Guest and the songs of Eddie Howard. And remember, good butter always adds the final flavor touch to any meal. So, for goodness sakes, buy Land O'Lakes, will you? This is Vincent Pelletier speaking.
From the land of the sky, blue water,
another thought on the much-discussed question, what's old age? That man is old, I think I'd say, with all his courage spent, who, with his best of yesterday, sits down and is content.
Thank you.